The Dalai Lama is talking about the environment, and tens of thousands of people are packed into this basketball arena to hear his message. This kind of a talk is a natural fit. In the Buddhist tradition, all sentient life forms are sacred. So you might not be surprised to hear that the Dalai Lama thinks we need to cut our cravings for more and more material stuff.
We always want more and more, 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 more like that. So I think some lifestyle, I think, have to change. But this is not my business.
This kind of a message is now coming from other religions, too. The Vatican recently declared pollution a sin. And when he went to the United Nations, the Pope told international leaders to work together on climate change and environmental protection. And many Protestants are now spreading the green gospel. And it's not just the more liberal members of the church. Leaders on the left and the right are going beyond the pulpit to preach about the environment. You can even catch them on primetime TV. Here's a clip from a commercial by WeCanSolveIt.org. Preachers Al Sharpton and Pat Robertson sit side by side on a couch by the ocean.
Al, let's face it, we're polar opposites.
We couldn't be further apart. I'm on the left.
And I'm usually right. And we strongly disagree.
Except on one issue. Tell them what it is, Reverend Pat.
That would be our planet. Taking care of it is extremely important.
While this is a new topic for some religious leaders, other groups have been working for a long time to green the church. The Evangelical Environmental Network promotes something called creation care, and they faced a lot of pushback when they first started. Jim Ball is the president of the network. He says the environment was largely ignored by evangelicals, but now that's changed. As proof, he says 120 senior evangelical leaders signed on to an initiative that promises to do something about climate change, and he says many of them are quite conservative. Ball says they started to change their minds when they got an earful from their own kids and grandkids.
So it was the younger generation saying to some of these senior leaders, you know, you really need to stop just looking at this and saying, you know, that's for other people. You've got to look at this and understand this is a serious problem.
But not everyone is accepting this green sermon. Some in the Christian church point to the book of Genesis and believe that man should have dominion over nature. They think environmentalism goes beyond tree-hugging and actually promotes worship of nature instead of God. Andy Hoffman is a professor at the University of Michigan who speaks on religion and the environment. He says these kinds of interpretations of the Bible prevent many people from taking environmental issues seriously.
Many religious people are skeptical or cautious about environmentalism. They look at people who care about the environment as deifying the environment, and therefore they see a challenge there, and that's really not the case. It's completely consistent to be a devout Christian or a devout Jew or a devout Muslim and care about the environment and have those two mesh quite nicely. So to have religious leaders come forward and articulate this viewpoint dispels that myth and takes away that problem.
Hoffman says these religious leaders connect people to their moral values, and if caring for the environment is part of that, it can go a long way in changing the way people live. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.